One United Nations estimate puts the number of people who died during the final government offensive against the Tamil Tiger rebels in 2009 at 40,000. The report says both sides committed atrocities during the conflict. Here's the UN Human Rights Commissioner, Zayd Raad al-Hussein.
The report lays bare the horrific level of violations and abuses, including the indiscriminate shelling, extrajudicial killings and enforced disappearances. It contains harrowing accounts of torture and sexual violence. It also covers the recruitment of children and other grave crimes.
The report calls for what's described as a hybrid court to try those people who are suspected of carrying out atrocities. The court would include both international and domestic judges and investigators. Zayd Raad al-Hussein again.
A purely domestic court procedure will simply not succeed in overcoming the widespread and justifiable suspicions fueled by decades of violations, malpractice, and broken promises.
He said all previous attempts to investigate violations by the former Sri Lankan government had only resulted in years of cover-ups and reprisals against victims and their families. The newly elected Sri Lankan government had made an announcement ahead of the publication of the UN report. Mangala Samarawira is Foreign Minister of Sri Lanka.
Accountability, as I mentioned, is essential to uphold the rule of law and build confidence in the people of all communities of our country in the justice system. We also recognize fully the importance of judicial and administrative reforms in this process. These are essential factors that must be addressed for the culture of accountability and the rule of law, which have eroded through years of violence, to once again be ingrained in our society. We recognize how important this is to prevent impunity, not only for violations of human rights, but corruption and other crimes.
Sri Lanka plans to set up a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to scrutinise the war crimes allegations, but so far has not backed the UN's call for an international court. At least 100,000 people died in the 26-year-long civil conflict. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.